Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Alex Smith, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
There's a town. You can drive on dirt roads with no one around. And there's a town where the mountains, they are standing and they're looking down. And there's a road, it carried lumber in another life. Now it's cracked and it's heaved, that frost it cut through it like a knife. Oh, my town, are the times all gone that we've been singing about? Oh, my town, don't want to see the day we don't make each other proud. I read the news today. They say in 20 years this county be gone away. Hey, when the jobs go, please tell me how we're gonna stay. Oh, my town, are the times all gone that we've been singing about? Oh, my town, don't wanna see the day we don't make each other proud. The times are gone that we've been singing back. Oh, my town, I don't want to see the day we don't make each other proud.
The benefit of those camps on the lake is that they do pay school tax. We got a little more wiggle room. It probably would be closed in a place that didn't have those people funding it. So good thing they're there. But it's certainly in the cards. Yeah, it's tough to envision how to get people to move to that area anymore because there's just so few jobs. You know, it was a logging area for a long time and a mining area. There was a mine called Tahoe that was nearby, an iron ore mine, and then a titanium mine after that. You know, that's gone. The mine is closed. The logging industry in the Adirondacks it's not gone. I still have friends that are lumberjacks, but boy, not too many of them. It's hard to explain what the Adirondack Park is, but it's a state park, 6 million acres, 16 million acres, one of the two. But there's also private land in it. And then with logging, you know, the state buys up a lot of land to preserve it. And in a lot of ways, it's tough. You can't say it's bad because it's an area that then is
huntable.
People can enjoy and huntable and all of these things, but it does hurt the logging industry. They buy up the land whenever they can, and then that's one more chunk that can't get logged. And every time they clear cut something and somebody puts a house on it, there's another piece that can't go, and they're just running out of land. And we got too good at logging. That's one of those problems. It's like the fisheries industry. They, you know, the machines that you can you log with now are too good. Guys can, you know, knock down an acre so quick that there's not enough time to, you know, time worth of work in the amount of land we have.
Chasing ghosts all over town. If we keep moving, boys, you might just run them down. They ain't going hurt at all, and if we caught them, they'd still say that they're okay. We talk as if the days are dragging on. Truth be told, I couldn't tell you where the last few months have gone. Oh, they're gone. They're gone. We're flying over skid marks on the road, never thinking those boys might have had somewhere to go. Throwing shooters out the window, I tip my cap to Odin Cross. Get my eyes back on the road and we're out of sight. Those skid marks, you can't see them well at night. You got a pistol on your hip, your lip puffed out with soggy dip. You don't like that chewing much at all, but you always love to spit. And when they ask you where you're from, you say nowhere. And it ain't no picnic there. We're flying over skid marks on the road, never thinking those boys might have had somewhere to go. Throwing shooters out the window, I tip my cap to Wooden Cross. Get my eyes back on the road and we're out of sight. Those skid marks, you can't see them well at night. See them well at night.
What about your recollections of music? Are those mostly memories you have of music that your parents enjoyed, and that was the music that you adopted, or was there music in your community and the other sources of music?
There is a little music scene in the Adirondacks, but it's not huge. There's a folk scene of about 10 guys that are real good and are making full-time livings at it and are real pros. Some of them tour, some of them don't. But I did grow up listening to those guys. And then I played punk rock for a long time. You'd have laughed to see me at age 15. I had a mohawk and a roofing nail through my ear and a very irate father.
I'm sure.
But, you know, I guess every kid has a rebellious stage, and that was as far in the other direction from everything I saw around me that I could go, and I guess that was how.
And of course, he was referencing itself. The last kids that he raised, right? Which were, yeah. Raised
a long time
in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah. So I was playing punk rock with the best punk rock band in Long Lake. It was myself and my buddy. And the only two electric guitars in town, I think, too.
Were you rebelling against the music that you grew up with?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I wanted to be
loud. What was that
and obnoxious
music you grew up with?
It was bluegrass and folk. My dad was a big Pete Seeger guy, and my brother, my oldest brother, was in a bluegrass band in Vermont that was the real deal. They played Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival. They played these huge, huge festivals and whatnot, and we'd go around and see them in the summer sometimes. I guess I hit 13 or 14 and wanted to do the opposite of everything I saw and heard, and started playing awful music with a loud guitar.
Were you an unruly child in school?
I kept it together in school, I would guess.
You must have. But, you got a scholarship, right?
I was a baseball player. Was not a.
You must have
not
pitched,
a negligible
right?
factor.
Did you pitch?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And I blew out my elbow my freshman year of college, which was the best thing that ever could have happened. Started playing music instead, seriously, same playing music at least. Better than spending 4 hours a day throwing balls at somebody.
For those of you who are maybe imagining the body that goes along with the voice that you're hearing from Alex, think sort of something like Paul Bunyan shooting a jump shot.
Poorly, I was a very bad basketball player.
Yeah, not the girth of Paul Bunyan, but certainly a lot of elevation in front of me here. There will not be any pictures with the two of us this evening unless I stand on something.
We used to play like our hockey sticks were guns, running around the woods behind my house when we were young. When we were young, I remember the feeling in my ears as the blood would pump. But there was something in your eyes that said a Sherwood stick was never gonna be enough. No bridge we jumped off was ever high enough. And we carved cusses in the trees we shouldn't touch. We tried our mother's patience, but never their love. Never their love. And there wasn't much between us back in school. We didn't try too hard, but we got it done. Found a way to keep that door from closing shut. Took the tests and all, but that was never really in your plan. Your granddad was in the Corps, and you were never one to sit back and watch a war. So I got a scholarship, and you got an M4. They sent you straight off to Iraq, and I never doubted you'd come back. Spent that first year in the sandbox complaining about the heat. Well, I was getting drunk with rich girls and watching it on TV. You got 10 days back home before Afghanistan. Drove through the night to catch my band and put a ring on your girl's hand. We knew things were getting nasty there. You were fired up and I was scared. You said that's what you trained for and you were prepared. Hell, I don't know if anyone's ever really prepared. And we played war games on the TV. You said they'd got it pretty close, but your tour had been awful quiet, so you didn't really know. You didn't really know. And we got raging drunk every single night. We talked about our old hockey team and our first fight. When I got knocked out cold, got the scar between my eyes. Weeks later there, you took a bullet in the hand. You wouldn't take a Purple Heart. You said you had buddies that never again would stand. Left their legs in a Humvee back in Afghanistan. If this were fiction, you'd have died there. Got off the plane under a flag. But Bradley Cooper ain't a soldier, and this life, it ain't that kind. It's a car crash 10 months later on the West Virginia line. And now here we are again, boy, it's the 4th of July. We got barbecues and coolers full and bombs up in the sky. And if you looked quick, not a damn thing's changed at all. Except I'm here and you're gone. We used to play like our hockey sticks were guns, running around the woods behind my house when we were young. When we were young.
Just joined us? Tonight, we're with Alex Smith
on Red Barn Radio.
Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
My sister left high school, left sort of last time I was living with her. Left for college named Margaret and being a basketball player, and came back named Maggie and as a whitewater kayaking captain. And this is sort of a hybrid traditional. It was written, the lyrics are a traditional poem, and then one of my very close friends, one of the Adirondack folk singers, almost the godfather of Adirondack folk music, a man named Dan Berggren, wrote music for it. And if you recognize it, it might be because you're a Tim O'Brien fan. Tim O'Brien heard this from a CD. Somebody was playing with him while he was crashing after a gig at a buddy's house in Ireland and wanted to know where it came from and recorded it on his album, The Chicken and the Egg. This is a song about river driving, which was the process of knocking trees down upstream from a sawmill and floating them down to the mill. And what would happen, there was guys named Jam Crackers whose job it was to go out when these logs got caught up on rapids and rocks and whatnot and go out with dynamite and pike poles and blow the dam up and free the logs up to go downstream.
River driving on that second dog, riding on slippery logs, sleeping down in a frozen bog. My girl's waiting for me, hard-boiled eggs 3 times a day. Wet as beavers when we hit the hay. There's not much sleep, but there's good big pay. My girl's waiting for me. Big French Joe, him and I, we went out. Oh, to break a jam, and I heard him shout, "Prete guard," and the jam went out. My girl's waiting for me. Big French Joe, the logs drowned him. He had no chance nor to fight or swim. The logs jammed up to the river's rim. My girl's waiting for me. This girl come to me and she cries, if he's dead, boys, I'm gonna die. My petite, he used to sigh. My girl's waiting for me. We will find him down below, all around the bend where the water is slow, sleeping there with his pike in tow. My girl's waiting for me. My petite's gonna wring her hands as we scrap away at the yellow sand. We bury him down by the river's end. My girl's waiting for me. One more night and one more day, and the logs will reach the river bay. I'll skim off these togs and I will say, my girl's waiting for me. My girl's waiting for me.
Alex, I think I wanted to just ask you a little bit about the merry pranksters of the Adirondacks that you travel around with, all these folk guys. You must be the youngest. Do you feel mentored?
Yeah, very much so. I feel very fortunate to have gotten to know those guys pretty early on in my music career. Dan Berggren, Chris Shaw is another one who was a national act. He's toured around all over the place. Dan Duggan and Peggy Lynn, a duo. And there's a man named John Kirk. There's some great artists up there. There's not that many of them.
Is John Gorka from that area?
He hits that circuit, though. He comes through... There's a venue, Cafe Lena, which is just outside of the Adirondack region towards the south, which is a very, very famous folk venue, and he always goes through there.
Do you find yourself on stage with these guys often, or opening for them, or just playing the same circuit different nights?
I play together with those guys an awful lot. Dan Berggren, especially, the guy that wrote that song, My Girl's Waiting For Me, or wrote the music to that song, My Girl's Waiting For Me, the traditional I did earlier. He and I do a duo series we call Bridging the Years, where we're on stage together and we're basically trading songs back and forth. And I've played with those other guys on stage several, several times. Where do you go when you don't know what you're going for? Where do you run when you can't run no more? Your legs are sore. I go home. Who do you know when you don't know who you are? And you can't even remember why it should matter anymore. Oh, she knows. Your hometown knows. Why, look out from the bridge. So I'm driving back again to Long Lake. And I see the white-capped waves. I see that sword range again. Me out, and I love the road that brings me back again as well. We'll try to tell you there's no future here in the mountains. Don't listen. The school, it will shut down, they'll say, and when that happens, who's gonna come?
They don't know you like I know you if they think that's all it takes. Move us all out of our home and make our people fade away. Well, look out from the bridge as I'm driving back again to Long Lake. And I see the white-capped waves, and I see that sewer range again. Oh, 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 Long Lake. I love the road that brings me out, and I love the road that brings me back again as well. This town will always be your home, take it with you when you go. You ain't never seen such beautiful hills as the ones you come home to. Well, look out from the bridge as I'm driving back again to Long Lake. And I see the white-capped waves, and I see that sewer range again. Whoa, 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 Long Lake. I love the road that brings me out, and I love the road that brings me back again as well. I love the road that brings me out. I love the road.
Folks, you've been listening to Alex Smith from the Adirondack region of upstate New York. I would like to thank our guest, Alex, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Brad Becker. Until we meet again, go well. And Alex has agreed to play one more tune for us to close us out this evening. Alex Smith, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much. I'll leave you with a song about hope. This is called Maybe the Next Place We Land Will Be Home. Cardboard boxes on the front porch, our dresses painted on the wall. There's plastic wrap here in the windows, and a tarp keeps out the snow that falls. The letters fell out of the mailbox, and they got plowed into the snow. Even if they'd been read, it wouldn't change a thing. The mill's closed down again, and we're heading down the road. And maybe the next place we land, we'll find some solid ground on which to stand. We'll find some work for my two hands, and a place to raise my son into a man. It's a long and lonesome road, but I won't ever lose my hope. We'll get on by just like we've done before. I've gotten mighty good at moving, don't own a thing that we can't fit in the truck. My brother tells me there's some work up in Malone, and we can stay with him while I try my luck. And maybe the next place we land, we'll find some solid ground on which to stand. We'll find some work for my two hands, and a place to raise my son into a man. It's a long and a lonesome road, but I won't ever lose my hope.
We'll get on by just like we've done before. Tommy had time to make some new friends. Anna found work in the dollar store. As soon as they've turned this out, I drag them down the road. And Tommy, he don't get it when I tell him just what we're moving for. And the snow is falling down, and we're still 10 miles from town. Tommy fell asleep and back to the tires sound. Oh, and I'll hold my hand and I'll be a better man. I know this ain't the life you planned, but it will be, oh, it will be. 'Cause surely the next place we land, we'll find some solid ground on which to stand. We'll find some work for my two hands, and a place to raise my son into a man. It's a long and a lonesome road, but I won't ever lose my hope. We'll get on by just like we've done before.
So this will do it for me. Thank you so much for having me, and thanks so much for listening. Really appreciate what's going on here at Red Barn Radio. This is a really neat scene.
Maybe the next place will be home.
Thank you very much.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Alex Smith for being with us tonight. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Campus Computer Repair is a Lexington business with a reputation for providing a consistently high level of customer service, fast repair times, and reasonable rates. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.